This news story was written by Rachel Panett and Annabelle Timsit. Middle East conflict live updates. U.S. plans Iran sanctions. U.K. says Israel looks set to respond to attack. The United States and the European Union are planning fresh sanctions against Iran after its unprecedented attack on Israel, officials said. After the weekend attack, it's clear that the Israelis are making a decision to act, British Foreign Secretary David Cameron said in Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said after meeting with Cameron that Israel appreciates the suggestions and advice from friends, but added, "We will make our decisions ourselves. The state of Israel will do whatever is necessary to defend itself." Here's what to know. Israel's war cabinet has been discussing a counterattack after Iran's drone and missile barrage. Iran's leaders warned against retaliation after the attack, which Tehran said was in response to a deadly Israeli strike on an Iranian diplomatic compound in Syria this month. Israel's emergency service said 13 people were injured in a strike in the village of Arab al-Aramshi, near the Lebanese border. Militant group Hezbollah said it carried out an attack with guided missiles and assault drones against what it described as a military position, calling it a response to Israeli strikes a day earlier. An official at Al-Aqsa Hospital in central Gaza said 12 people, including 7 children, were killed in a Tuesday strike in the Maghazi refugee camp. Save the Children said the reports of children killed while playing marked another horrific chapter of this brutal war. The Israeli military did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The United States plans to impose new sanctions in the coming days, aiming to degrade Iran's military capacity, according to National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. The European Union is also considering increasing sanctions, said Josep Borrell, its top diplomat. At least 33,899 people have been killed and 76,664 injured in Gaza since the war began, according to the Gaza Health Ministry, which does not distinguish between civilians and combatants, but says the majority of the dead are women and children. Israel estimates that about 1,200 people were killed in Hamas's October 7th attack, including more than 300 soldiers, and says 260 soldiers have been killed since its military operation in Gaza began.